Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Friday, September 21st, 2018. This is episode 229 of The Big Show. And we have a somewhat different episode for today. I've got a different episode than I normally do. And it's for some personal reasons. There was no show last week because my sister died. You know, it's been kind of a crappy week around here at Thinks Central, as we like to call it. And I don't want this to be a bummer of an episode for anybody. I don't want this to be a downer of an episode. I will tell you, it's going to be a somewhat shorter episode than normal. And I'm going to talk about a couple of things that you've probably heard before. I don't know that I'm going to add anything new to this discussion. I also think it's important. You know, obviously, when you lose people in your lives who are important to you, it's a reminder of how short our time here really is. A friend of mine always says he's met plenty of millionaires, but he's never met any thousand-year-olds, right? You can always get more money. You can't always get more time. Well, you can't get more time, not even always. You cannot get more time. We have the time available to us to do with it what we will. And that's really the thing that I want to talk about today. You know, a boss of mine, a guy I worked for a bunch of years ago, always used to talk about your career in four quarters, like a basketball game. Right? If you think about your career, you start out when you're roughly 25, you work till you're roughly 65. And so you basically have these four blocks of 10 years, you know, from your early 20s into your mid-30s to your mid-40s, and so on, to figure out what it is you're doing and where you are in your career. And so the question becomes, you know, what quarter are you in? Which quarter are you in your career? And more importantly, what are you going to do with the time that's left to you? You know, when I was a kid, I was an altar boy. I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I would often, you know, serve as an altar boy for weddings and for funerals. And what was interesting to me was that at the end of the service, the father of the bride or the funeral director would come up to you and they'd give you a little bit of money, you know, whether it was a $5 bill, a $10 bill, sometimes a $20 bill, you know. And it was interesting because weddings, as you might imagine, were way more fun, right? You know, if you had the choice between serving at a wedding or serving at a funeral, clearly the wedding was, you were going to have a better time at. However, funerals, you tended to get more money. You know, the father of the bride would come up and give you $5 or $10. The funeral director would come up and give you $10 or $20, you know. So you could make more money or you could have more fun. And that was a lesson I learned at a very early age from doing this. You know, you can have fun or you can make money, but you don't always get to do both. Now, I want to be fair. You can, of course, choose to make a little bit of money and also have a little bit of fun. Anyone who has listened to this podcast for any length of time or read my blog or anything along those lines knows that I'm a big believer in the power of and as opposed to just doing or, right? It's not an either or. You can figure out ways to do both. You just can't always do both at the same time. And you're likely going to have to give up some of one for some of the other at some point. That's kind of the way it works. I also want to point out that there's no wrong answer here. Whichever one you choose is right for you. You get to decide which one you want to do. The important thing, though, is to decide, what are you going to do? What are you going to focus on? Where are you going to spend your time? Where are you going to provide the greatest value to the greatest number of people in your lives? You know, I often talk about the importance with my clients and with people I work with and the like of having a to-don't list, right? We talk all the time about having a to-do list, but what are those things that you deliberately choose you're not going to do? If you think about many productivity systems, they have these same ideas, you know, where you can do, delegate, or defer. You're going to take some options and you're going to say, we're not going to do those because they're not important. They're not meaningful. They don't drive us closer to our goals. They don't help, whatever the reason is. But it becomes a conscious choice of what you won't do, not just, you know, something you don't get to. You're deciding we're not going to do this. Ironically, if I can go off on a weird little tangent, I learned this week where the origin of the word decide comes from. And the person who was telling me about it said, you know, think about it. It has the same ending as words like suicide and homicide. Literally, when you decide, you are killing some options. You're deciding to say, we're not going to do this. That option is now going away. You have to say goodbye to things you think you want to do so that you can move forward with those things that you're actually going to do. And so as you think about it and as we talk about it, that's really the thing that's become so important to me this week and the thing that I really want to leave you with today. Our time here is short. You know, you have to think about what quarter you're in and what you intend to do with those quarters and those times and those years that are left to you. You get to decide what to do with that time. Do you want to make money? Do you want to have fun? Do you want to have a little bit of both? How are you going to structure your time? How are you going to structure your energies such that you're focused on the things that actually matter to you? And that you cannot afford to waste the time you have. Choose what you're going to do. Don't be afraid to decide, to follow your to-don't list, to kill some ideas you're not going to do. Think about which ones matter most to you in terms of moving you forward towards your desired future, towards that thing you want to get to, and then go ahead and do them. Take advantage of the time that's available to you and do the things that are most important to you and don't worry about the rest, because that's the way it works, right? You don't want to waste the time that you have. And if I can offer one last piece of advice in terms of not wasting the time that you have while you're at it, make sure you take the time to tell the people in your life how much they mean to you. Because that's ultimately something that's going to matter to you a lot in the end. Now, with that, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank you for being people who are important to me, truly. I wouldn't do this every week if you weren't here, so I really do appreciate it. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, at timpeter.com/podcast. You can also find us on Spotify or iTunes or Stitcher Radio or Google Podcasts or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or you can email me. Just send an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. And I will look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, and I really cannot emphasize this enough, Take care of yourself, and I will look forward to talking with you again next week. Take care, everybody.